There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth. I was here on Christmas evening. I was all by myself in the White House. It's a big, big house, except for all the guys out on the lawn with machine guns, nicest machine guns I've ever seen. I was waving to them. I never saw so many guys with machine guns in my life. Secret Service and military, these are great people. And they don't play games. They don't, like, wave. They don't even smile. But I was there all alone with the machine gunners. And
this is CNN Breaking News. 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 Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking, 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 breaking news.
Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
The beginning of the end.
And breaking news.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
The call for impeachment.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
I do too.
It's really the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
He may be feeling the walls closing in on him.
All the walls. Closing in on him.
The walls closing in on him.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
The beginning of the end of the Trump presidency.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
It was the beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
It reminds me a lot of the last days of Nixon.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
This is unbelievable. This is remarkable. Have you ever seen anything like this?
His presidency is crippled.
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
We begin with the bombshell.
The beginning of the end.
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 In fact, if this were a football game, we're in the third quarter. May even be the beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with the bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
I do not think the president will serve out his term.
Resignation.
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way, no how.
Breaking news.
Absolute bombshell.
I think Donald Trump is in trouble.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
closing in.
The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight, the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning
of the end.
Today, the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What a historic day. The bombshells, they fell.
It's entropy and it's crumbling internally.
He's underwater. He feels
the walls closing in.
Could his testimony be a turning point?
We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning
of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 Desafiantes, ingobernables, lo rechazamos y no le tememos.
I look forward to meeting with the folks from and the new leadership in Pakistan. We'll be doing that in the not too distant future. But I ended the $1.3 billion that we paid like it was water. We just pay it. So I ended that. And we ended a lot of other money that's being sent out to countries that don't even vote for us in the United Nations. We give them billions of dollars. They don't even vote for us in the United Nations. When we want something to help certain countries. And, you know, it's not all about the rich countries, because the rich countries really do take advantage of us, because they pay a very small percentage of their military. And they cheat on trade. They take advantage of us on trade. Other than that, they're wonderful, okay? But when you have massively wealthy countries that have very low military costs because the United States subsidizes them, so they take advantage of us on military. They could easily pay us the full amounts. And they also take advantage of us on trade. So when I speak up, I mean, that's why I got elected. Issues like that, issues like the border. And it would be so easy not to do anything when they say I'm not popular in Europe. I shouldn't be popular in Europe. In Europe, I don't care about Europe. I'm not elected by Europeans. I'm elected by Americans. So, you know, I think
my relationship, I will tell you, with the leaders of Europe is very good.
I'll say, how did this ever happen? And they sort of go like, I can't believe it either. They can't believe it. I wouldn't say they're thrilled. Go ahead.
Thank you.
You treat me so nicely, I have to give them a second.
No, I appreciate it, Mr. President. I want to follow up. Maybe the military has an angle here or a possible...
They have no angle.
I know the angles. I know every angle. No,
they have no angle. The military, under past leadership, including for many years, was taken advantage of by other countries. And our country has to be respected. We're not respected when we do that.
But now you come to me and you say, Don Corleone, give me justice. But you don't ask with respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me Godfather.
When we're taking, when horrible things are happening on trade,
I'll be honest with you.
It's just not in my DNA. I don't know how people allowed that in my position.
I could be the most popular person in Europe.
I could run for any office if I wanted to, but I don't want to. And it's not, there's no angles. There's no angles. There's nothing to do. You know, when I get along very well with India and Prime Minister Modi, but he's constantly telling me he built a library in Afghanistan. Okay, a library. That's like, you know what that is? That's like 5 hours of what we spend. And he tells it, and he's very smart. And we're supposed to say, oh, thank you for the library. I don't know who's using it in Afghanistan, but one of those things. And then talk about it like it's the end of the world.
I'm a very flexible guy.
Mr. President, in Afghanistan.
Yeah, go ahead, Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan, you have one ISIS in Syria, but in Afghanistan, Taliban is gaining ground. And you mentioned India about it. What role do you want India to play?
Well, I think India should be involved in Afghanistan. I mean, I'll give you an example. Now we're rebuilding our military. We're getting, in fact, Pat was very responsible for a lot of the orders for the new F-35 fighter jets and F-18s and all of the things we're doing, including ships and missiles and everything. But General Mattis was so thrilled. But what's he done for me? How has he done in Afghanistan? Not too good. Not too good. I'm not happy with what he's done in Afghanistan, and I shouldn't be happy. But he was very happy. He was very thankful when I got him $700 billion, and then the following year, $716 billion. So, I mean, I wish him well. I hope he does well. But as you know, President Obama fired him.
And essentially, so did I.
What Jim Mattis says to the President of the United States is, and I quote, because you have the right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned with yours on these and other subjects. He's been talking about ISIS. Because you have the right to a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned with yours on these and other subjects, I believe it is right for me to step down from my position. So the headline, Wolf, as we talked about a minute ago, this is Jim Mattis falling on his sword saying he cannot stay on the job. This is not Jim Mattis retiring, as the president of the United States said in a tweet. The president is not accurate.
I think I would have been a good general, but who knows?
Iran, when I became president, I had a meeting at the Pentagon with lots of generals. They were like from a movie. Better looking than Tom Cruise and stronger. And I had more generals than I've ever seen. And we were at the bottom of this incredible room. I said, this is the greatest room I've ever seen. I saw more computer boards than I think that they make today. I never saw anything so beautiful in my life.
Let's get a fact check now. The president tweeted about his wall, the cause for this shutdown earlier today. He writes, Mexico is paying for the wall through the new USMCA trade deal. Much of the wall has already been fully renovated or built. We have done a lot of work. $5.6 billion that House has approved is very little in comparison to the benefits of national security. Quick payback. Okay. Almost all of that is untrue, we should mention. The USMCA has not been ratified by Mexico and Canada or approved by Congress here in the U.S. Officials have not said how, if passed, this trade agreement will pay for the wall.
I just spoke with one of our very smart business people at the Post and asked what exactly might be in here. She speculated that maybe Trump was thinking that they would create so many jobs that they would pay so much in federal taxes that that would make up for it. But it would take literally a century for that to happen if you added something like 20,000 each. It makes no sense. And you know it makes no sense because Donald Trump himself in that tweet says most of this has already been done already. He is making things up.
Also, construction has not started on the wall that Trump often describes. If it had, and if much of it was done, why would there be a government shutdown? Instead, some new and replacement fencing has been added as part of, but just a small part, of $1.6 billion in border security funding included in that big ol' omnibus bill signed by President Trump last year, a big ol' funding bill. And that is roughly the same amount of border security funding that Democrats have agreed to this time around.
Believe me, Mexico's paying for the wall, okay? That's it.
If I win, if I become president, Mexico will pay for the wall.
A wall is a wall.
And by the way, Mexico will pay for the wall. They will pay for the wall. That I can tell you.
Mexico's going to pay for the wall. They don't know it yet. They don't know it yet. They're starting to have a very good idea, but that's okay.
And Mexico's going to pay for the wall, and they'll be happy to do it.
The wall is immoral, and they work 100%.
His base is right. This is an essential promise that he's made, and the White House has said this is an essential promise.
I applaud the president for standing firm on a major campaign promise.
I declare I'm not going to pay for that wall. He should pay for it.
Lo he dicho una y otra vez. Mexico no pagará ningún muro.
Mexico will not pay for the wall.
This is a wall that's going to work. Mexico will pay for it because they are not doing us any favors.
This was day two of the partial government shutdown over the president's demand for border wall funding.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security. I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down.
Mexico, Sean, is going to pay for the wall. You know, these politicians come up. They say, you don't really mean Mexico is going to pay.
We will have Mexico pay for that wall. Sure, and you know what? If I'm wrong about this, you're going to all come back. We'll have another meeting, and I'll apologize to you.
Here you have a wall where you're talking about to complete, because, again, a lot has already been done. The $5 billion, $5.6 billion approved by the House is such a small amount compared to the level of the problem. So we give money to countries, but we don't give money to our own country.
He turned from pressuring Mexico for pesos to pressuring the U.S. for dollars. Now, if Trump reopens the government without wall funding, this was a waste of time from his view, and if Trump reopens the government with any U.S. wall funding, however unlikely, that is a violation of his pledge from his view. If it sounds like that doesn't make sense, it's because it doesn't make sense.
We will have Mexico pay for that wall. Sure, and you know what? If I'm wrong about this, you're going to all come back. We'll have another meeting and I'll apologize to you.
It's the total and complete violation of what he ran on, which was Mexico funding the wall.
So we're not the suckers of the world. We're no longer the suckers, folks. And people aren't looking at us as suckers. We're respected again as a nation.
Whether you think we should build one or not, we are looked at as suckers right now around the world, people marveling at Trump negotiating himself into punishing his own country after failing to get a peso from Mexico. Trump's not paying the bill he promised Mexico would pay, and now he wants to pass the buck to the American taxpayer. In the beginning, these shutdowns do not have huge scalable consequences, partly because the federal government is built to run in extenuating circumstances. But the longer it goes, the more serious it gets. People who are trying to get food shortages dealt with are going to start running out of that this week. Farmers by next week are going to lose disaster assistance. That affects a lot of people who already got hit by a federally deemed natural disaster. Then take the immigration court. The shutdowns, quote, paralyze the nation's immigration courts, allowing several hundred undocumented workers to dodge, guess what, deportation orders every day this continues.
And so we talked about who's getting furloughed and who has to work and who's not getting paid. You know, we're talking about Border Patrol agents who are, as we speak, on the border trying to deal with the spike that has occurred over the last couple of months. We're talking about TSA workers who protect us on aircraft, and we're talking about Coast Guard. We're talking about people who protect the American people, who wear uniforms, who are not getting paid right now. And I think all Americans should be very, very upset about that and say to those in Washington, you are failing at the most basic responsibility you have in government right now.
It's time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
If I'm elected president, we are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. When we win on November 8th, we are going to Washington, D.C., and we are going to drain the swamp.
Let's look back at his first 2 years in office, because that drain seems to have been a little bit clogged. Scandals, conflicts, potential ethics violations, some of which forced key administration officials to resign. It was Tom Price, remember, whose short tenure as HHS secretary came to a close last September over criticism about his expensive taxpayer-funded private jets. Then he had in February Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin forced out after controversy over his improper use of taxpayer dollars. In July, who could forget the cloud of ethics scandals that forced EPA Chief Scott Pruitt to finally call it quits around Independence Day? And then this month, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke resigned under pressure with mounting ethics investigations on him.
What appears to be an element of the Mueller investigation has gone to the Supreme Court of the United States. There is a case, a mystery case, that has been handled almost entirely under seal in federal court in Washington. And we know it relates to the Mueller investigation because of sharp-eyed reporters at Politico and CNN who've been watching the clerk's office in D.C. federal court and watching the office building where Mueller's team works from. And those reporters have pieced it together that this sealed case does involve Mueller's prosecutors. From the one public-facing court order in this case, we think we can surmise that what this case is about is Mueller and his team issuing a subpoena to a company. And that company is owned by a foreign country's government. So So we don't know what country. It's just called Country A. We don't know the name of the company. It's just called the corporation. But this corporation, this foreign company, they don't want to obey the subpoena they got from Mueller. The Sunday before Christmas, the Supreme Court justice, who is basically responsible for cases from the D.C. Circuit, happens to be the Chief Justice, John Roberts. He decided last Sunday, yeah, actually, you know, we might take up this appeal. And Chief Justice John Roberts asked for briefs from the government, which in this case means Mueller's prosecutors. He got that brief a few days ago. And then this afternoon, he got a response brief from whatever this mystery foreign state-owned company is. And so now the Supreme Court of the United States is weighing this.
How could a nude selfie threaten the national security of the United States? That's the question one Russian company is asking, alleging Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team collected the proactive photo as part of its investigation into the Russia election interference issue.
Isn't this the only thing the Mueller investigation was missing, was an apparent nude
Clearly.
Selfie? So this is a charge that Concord Management is making. This is a company that Mueller's team has said was involved in helping to spread political propaganda and try to influence American voters. You know, Mueller's team brought charges against them and a number of Russian entities. And they're saying, you know, we believe in this pile of data that Mueller has collected, there is a nude selfie. They don't say who is in the nude selfie. And they're saying, what could this possibly have to do with national security? They're doing this as part of a plot to try to get access to all of this data that Mueller has collected that's evidence in this case. What Mueller's team wants to do is they want to share it privately with the judge. They don't want to give a Russian company access to what they believe is sensitive information that could reveal secrets about how the U.S. collects this information. And this is a Russian company with close ties to someone who has close ties to the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. They definitely don't want that information getting in their hands either. But they've chosen to make their argument in a very colorful way.
Obviously. And you said that there's a connection with Vladimir Putin.
There is a connection. One of the people who is an executive in this company, who's tied to this company, is someone who's sometimes referred to as Putin's chef. And so one of the things Mueller does not want to do is they do not want to hand over tons of information. They do not want to reveal any information about how they collected it to someone in Putin's inner circle.
Thanks for the
songs and segments
from
Deluxe
Cuts
Tina Isili
The Velvet
Underground
and
Golden Earring
and thanks for the
clips
and
excerpts
from
Sarah Sanders Rudy Giuliani Bob Corker
Wolf
Blitzer Alec Baldwin Stephanie Ruler Brian
William
Chris Matthews Ari Melba Jake Tapper,
Michael,
Avenatti, Erin, Don, Lemon, Marlin, Brando,
Brianna,
Kyla, Vicente,
Back.
Enriquette, P,
Nido,
Halle,
Jackson,
and Rachel,
Maddo.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.